It's 12:06 and time for Art-Centric Midday Matters here on WBOY 89.1 FM. If you've been listening to WBOY the past few hours, you know that we've been breaking format and continuing with Morning Edition because we've been having some developments in the Boston story, and we will be providing some developments and updates to that story as Midday Matters goes on. But it's Record Store Day tomorrow, and we'll be carrying on with Midday Matters as normal unless we have some updates. Then in that case, we'll be turning it back over to NPR. If you'd like to join today's conversation, give us a call at 260-452-1185. You can always post on our Facebook page, Midday Matters, or email us, middaymatters@nipr.fm. And support for Midday Matters on WBOY is provided by Reinbold and Anderson, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC. Jobs may change, retirement dreams don't have to. More information on Reinbold and Anderson on the web at reinboldandanderson.com. And support is also provided by the United Way of Allen County, working together with 15 local early childhood and youth serving organizations to help kids in the community be prepared for learning in school and beyond. UWEducationNetwork.org. I'm Sarah D'Elia, and in the studio I'm joined by my co-host Julia Meek.
Thank you, Sarah. We are definitely headed for the audio end of Art-Centric Matters this midday, with a whole show devoted to the celebration of recorded music, proclaimed officially with tomorrow's National Record Store Day. And on hand for that, local record store owners and music gurus Morris and Egan of Neat 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 Records and Team Wooden Nickel Music, Bob Rhodes and Justin Zick. We're asking all of our listeners to jump into the conversation too, so be sure to be ready to call with your questions and comments, and that number is 260-452-1185, or send via email. That's middaymatters@nipr.fm, or post them on our Midday Matters Facebook page. And before those discs start spinning in everybody's heads, Sarah and I each want to share a quick pick art tip with you, hoping to unearth a sparkling gem of weekend entertainment that may not be on your agenda, at least not yet. What's your pick, Sarah?
Well, besides Record Store Day, my pick is Elle and the Remnant are playing a show this weekend. I believe it's actually today. It's from 6 to 8 p.m. And it's at the New Ground Coffee, where they'll be playing. They'll also have some of their merchandise there. They've been on Meet the Music a couple of times. We've had them on during our fun drive, which actually starts tomorrow. And they're a great group. And that's my art pick for this weekend today, from 6 to 8 p.m. at New Ground Coffee in Fort Wayne.
That's a great pick. In the meantime, I am suggesting another and most musical event. It's also a labor of love, and it's generated by the seniors at Carroll High School. It's their annual Charger Rock Fest, happening actually this afternoon and evening from 4:30 to 8, and they're hoping to pack that gym in support of their very own talented rock stars at the school, with all the proceeds going to help their classmate Jeremy Bender and his family after Jeremy's recent heart transplant and health issues. So a $5 ticket nets you a listen to Far From Alive, Chased by Captives, Brad Dourif and the Restless Spirits, the Parker Brothers featuring Alex Kumar, Left in Disgrace, and Alex Renbarger. And we've enjoyed many of these amazing young talents on our own Meet the Music soundstage as well, Sarah, so it's kind of like old home week. And a great way to support music and a worthy cause. That's Carroll High School's third annual Charger Rock Fest today, 4:30 to 8 at Carroll High School, 3701 Carroll Road. And now, it's a midday matter of audio proportions we're observing, that being National Record Store Day. And here to tell us all about it, we welcome Morrison Egan, owner of Neat 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 Records, and from Wooden Nickel Music, its founder, Bob Rhodes, and its one of the favorite employees there, Justin Zick. Hello, men.
Hey.
Happy Record Store Day.
Thanks, Julia. Hey, I wanted to, first of all, congratulate you on winning your first Whammy Award last month.
Ooh.
That was a big day in Julia's life.
Well, it was, yes.
It's fabulous.
Indeed, and thank you for that.
Yep.
And tell us, what is all the rumpus, assuming that the other obvious question, are you all ready for the big day?
Close.
Sure.
Close.
Yeah. We still have a day, right?
If Wilson and I get any sleep tonight.
Right.
No, I got to get stuff out to three stores by tomorrow morning, that'll
there
be fun.
And just what is all the rumpus about National Record Store Day?
Well, Record Store Day is really a celebration of not just independent record stores, but really the communities that support those record stores and how the record stores, I feel, support the communities. So for the last, what is it, 6 years now?
6 years.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. All the major and independent labels have come up with these specific releases that are released only on that day, and they're, in some cases, excruciatingly limited, sometimes much to our chagrin.
Too limited.
So, but, you know, we feel lucky that we can get them. And it's a way for that just a ton of people come out, you know, just come out of the woodwork to get those very limited titles and really just I feel appreciate what we bring to a community and what the computer community brings to us.
And I'll ask you both, but starting with you, Bob, what is all of the, what was the specific reason that National Record Store Day was established?
Well, I got a call from the owner of Criminal Records down in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah.
Back in 2007, actually. Okay. And, well, Wood & Nickel had lost. We'd just closed two stores during the 2000s. And things were getting pretty dire in our industry.
Right.
I mean, we lost two stores, but 3,800 stores actually had closed since 1998. Mm-hmm. So things were looking pretty bad. And,
including a lot of really major chains,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so, the Virgin Records and Tower Records. Yep. And I mean, some major, really, really good stores. And so he asked me some questions and he said, hey, we'd like to put together some kind of an event. And so to make a long story short, that developed into Record Store Day, which was, it's always the third Saturday in April. Mm-hmm. We held the first one in 2008, and I believe we had 37 titles that year. Believe it or not, that's all we had. But Metallica actually was kind enough to open it by doing an in-store and signing out in California at a record store out there. Right. And that's how we kicked it off. And we were really worried because after the first one happened, there was no plan to necessarily do a second one.
Right.
So fortunately for us, there was a second one, and it was bigger and better. And every year it's growing.
Exponentially.
And yeah, just exactly.
Huge.
Yeah.
I think there's, what, 400 titles this year?
Three to 400 of them this year. Yeah.
And so fast forwarding then, and it has been successful since its beginning in 2008. National Record Store Day. And it, of course, is nationwide, but right here in Fort Wayne, we are very proud that our own independent record stores like Wood & Nickel Records and Neat Records all participate. Mm-hmm. And so tell us about the concept or maybe the reason behind having these special issues of music on this particular day.
Well, I think that it's a driver to get people who are, you know, these really hardcore collectors who just absolutely have to have this one super limited piece to get them to come out and not really just support the stores, but it's a relationship that's back and forth. You know, it's when a little store in Fort Wayne, Indiana can have this title that you only have 350 of on the planet and you can walk in there and pick that up if you show up early enough.
Yeah, that's the key.
That's the key. You know, that's kind of a pretty remarkable thing to be able to do that. You don't feel like you have to, you know, drive to Chicago and wait in line to be able to get these titles. You can do that in, you know, Iowa or Indiana or
Fargo,
wherever.
North Dakota.
Yeah, right. You know, so.
And good point, Morrison. And as a matter of fact, folks are in Chicago and Des Moines and around the world getting ready at their favorite record store, too. To
Absolutely. So yeah, I think there's 1,000 stores.
Well, it's expanded into Europe. And when it first started, I don't think there were any European stores. And now it's gotten really big, especially in Britain.
I don't think it was until the third year that the UK started getting in. But yeah, and the UK has specific UK-only titles,
yeah.
Like the Mark Bolan one.
Oh, yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah.
This is WBOI's Midday Matters. It's our Eccentric Friday edition, and we're happy to be celebrating National Record Store Day in advance with Fort Wayne's own Neat Records and owner Morrison Egan being represented, and Wood & Nickel Records of Music, Bob Rhodes, and his trusty employee, Justin Zick. We would invite you to call in your questions or comments if you'd like to know something about Record Store Day, the goodies that are being passed out this year and what else is in store, give us a call at 260-452-1185 or email us at middaymatters@nipr.fm or post on our Midday Matters Facebook page. And in the meantime, I have another question for both of you. The fact that people like to mix live music with recorded music on this day, mm-hmm. is that a national or a local feature?
Well, going, if I can be so bold, back when I got the call back in 2007 that I referred to earlier, I've had a history, a long history of having in stores with bands. And one of the things I suggested to Michael when I talked to him on the phone was, I said, you know, how about if we bring in live bands? That would be a really good idea. I'm not saying it was my idea to start it, but I said I was one of them that had been doing it for a long time. And the first year, we brought in 6 bands. We had 2 at each store. That's how we got started with it. And this year we have 20 bands playing in 14 hours. So it's expanded a lot. But
God bless you.
Yes, I hope I'm still living at 10 o'clock tonight. But I'll have my fill of music. But you know, it has grown, and I believe right now, I'd say probably well over half the stores that are participating in Record Store Day have some type of live performance. I know Morrison's got a DJ, and we kind of do things a little bit differently, but my whole thing is I'm so connected with the local music scene and have been for so long that I feel it's really vital to have them included. And when you talk community, for me, community is the local music scene, and by having 20 bands, you know, everything from acoustic into metal, I mean, it's all over the board in, you know, indie rock and Americana and just jazz. We've got a whole mix, a very eclectic mix of bands playing. Try to represent the whole community, and that's all part of it.
And for the person wanting to celebrate National Record Store Day, and certainly people that celebrate recorded music and record stores all of the time, if they're not an avid or fanatic collector like you mentioned, what's in it for them?
Well, obviously, in our case, we're trying to just reach the community, and we, like, tomorrow morning at Anthony, we will have, you know, Old Crown coffee for free. We'll have my wife's going to make these piles and piles of cookies that we're giving away.
Quite
delicious.
Quite delicious.
Yeah, you got to get to them before Justin, actually. Because
there's going to be none at the Clinton store.
I heard that Morrison sends people incognito over to your store to get cookies for himself.
Is that right?
That is not the case.
I did not know that.
Okay. No comment.
I learned something about Morrison every day, I guess.
But it is a chance for folks to come out and certainly celebrate music.
Yeah, I would say in my case, it's the one day every year that just about all my regular customers come in, stop in, say hi, check out a band they like. Whether they buy a CD or an LP, it doesn't matter to me. It's all part of the community, you know. Right. And it's nice having the exclusives, and we will have many people that are going to come in bright and early to pick up the exclusives. But the rest of the day really is more focused just on the community aspect, you know.
Right, and I agree with that. You know, I think that there's a camaraderie with the, you know, you see the 80 people standing in line or whatever, and they're all, it's like a party out there.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
And,
yeah.
And that continues all the way throughout the day. You know, you feel this, these kind of like this afterglow in the weeks after Record Store Day. That's, you know, it's pretty special thing. So,
yeah. And I also think in the case of both of our stores and anybody else that participates, I think Morrison made a good point. After Record Store Day, we gain a lot of new customers because a lot of the public will come out that day and check things out, bring their discount coupons in or whatever, check it out, buy something, and then hopefully they're going to come back, not just wait another year till Record Store Day, but hopefully they're going to come in and see you several times.
Right, and they become, you know,
yeah, new fans.
Develop
yeah.
a relationship.
Exactly.
That's what it's about.
Yeah.
I just want to remind our listeners that we are following the Boston story, and as soon as we have any updates on the development of that story, we will be breaking in and sharing them. So far, we don't have any new news to report. But if you have a question or a comment about Record Store Day, we'd like to hear from you at 260-452-1185 or online. You can go to our Midday Matters Facebook page, Midday Matters, or email us middaymatters@nipr.fm. I have a question for both of you. Morrison, I'll ask you first.
Riddle
what
me.
What are you most excited for this Record Store Day? I mean, what's different for you this time around?
As far as the titles or as far as...
I mean, it can be, are you excited for a specific release or are you guys doing something different?
Well, there definitely are some specific releases that I'm super excited about. And the ones that I'm actually most excited about are our local exclusives that we have that are, you know, Bob mentioned having like a relationship with the music community. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the best way for me to support that is to have some titles that are specific to that. So the one that I'm probably the most excited about is the Heaven's Gateway Drugs, You Are Heaven's Gateway Drugs CD, which I played the heck out of last night on my show. we have an exclusive to that. We've got several copies of that in stock, and it's an amazing, amazing record. They're actually playing tonight at The Rail with a Holy Drug Couple from Santiago, Chile. Dead Records, Laura K. Balky, Split 7-inch, which is really, really excellent. If you haven't heard Laura K. Balky, she's amazing. Sankofa did the Hey Arthur single for his Kickstarter, and he had a bunch left over, so he brought those over to me, and that'll be kind of a really, really nice piece for people who maybe didn't get the first time around. And then the Harley Poe Man of God 10-inch that's on Chainsmoking Records. I'm really close with Anthony Fanger from Chainsmoking, and we've got a few on, on Glow in the Dark Vinyl.
Oh, so, very cool. Very cool.
And then some on black. So the first ones get the glow in the dark. And there you go. And then one other thing that we're going to do, right as we open the store, I've had Fresh Ben come in for this is our third year for Record Store Day. And he's been a DJ for us for those. And so there's this Flaming Lips Zyreka box set.
Mm.
That when this came out in 97, it was a 4-CD box set, if I remember right. Yep. And you had to play each CD in a different system all at the same time. So this is a 4-LP box set you play all at the same time. So Ben will be there with his two tables, and I'll have two systems set up, and we will make a valiant attempt to play Zyreka in the way it's meant to be heard.
Now, Morrison, are you going to sell customers 4 turntables then so they can go home and play that?
Here's hoping.
Well, and Bob, I'll ask you, are any particular releases that you're really excited about this time around, or anything different going on that you're super excited about?
Morrison was just talking about some local artists. A lot of the bands that are playing tomorrow are releasing CDs just at Wooden Nickel for the event.
Right.
Very cool.
Taylor Fredericks, URB, The Vibes, a whole bunch of the bands playing tomorrow. Right. They'll all be bringing in their own merch, and in many cases, they're debuting their new CDs tomorrow.
That's
so
great.
So the bands are hoping to sell a bunch of product, you know, that on the day tomorrow too. So, but yeah, I can show you a couple quick things.
All right, well, and then this is the radio, but we are very excited because we also have somebody from Access Fort Wayne that you can watch the program tomorrow and see the things that we're talking about. But yeah, go on, Bob.
I'll start up with my favorite piece coming out tomorrow. I'm a huge Emerson, Lake & Palmer fan from back in the 70s. They're releasing a 5-disc box set that are all picture discs. They're numbered, limited edition, and the discs themselves are fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the one for me. And also being a big fan of the band, The Last Waltz, which is the Martin Scorsese film. I'm sure anybody who's really into music's probably seen this. One of my favorite films about rock music of all time is coming out in this beautiful, beautiful package tomorrow. I'm really excited about that one. I think actually, just to mention and I think Morrison will agree with me, probably the best-selling album tomorrow will be this one here. It's
White Stripes Elephant.
Yes. Yeah. And the reason probably is because Jack White is our Record Store Day ambassador this year. And I've been seeing an awful lot about this, and I think this is going to sell really, really well.
And also anything Jack White touches turns immediately to gold.
That's right.
So, I've had a couple original copies of that in the store, and they are excruciatingly scarce. And so to have a copy that you can buy for, you know, under $30 to be able to have that, that's really, really excellent.
And I'd like to mention one more. All That Remains, they're actually friends of ours, and they actually, they're releasing their new album tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that's kind of cool about these guys, they actually autographed an Epiphone Gibson guitar that we're going to be giving away tomorrow, along with a skateboard. That's one of our prizes tomorrow we're going to give away. So that's kind of special.
Cool.
I thought that was pretty neat. See, their band's getting into the Record Store Day. You know, they got that spirit too.
Yeah. Everybody does want to be on this bandwagon. And speaking of which, we have Justin over there. And not only being a member of Team Wooden Nickel, you are also a musician here in town. And that gives you, the right to give us your picks on your favorites for tomorrow's National Record Store Day.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a couple I'm excited about. There's a
There's a Testament 7-inch coming out. Mm-hmm. With they do a cover of Power Slave, big Maiden fan and Testament fan. And there's a Deep Purple, Highway Star. Definitely excited. With a Typo Negative does one of those too. Well, they had the Dio, which only had 500 copies.
Yep.
We each only got one. Yeah. It's pretty. So I'm pretty. I don't think I'll be getting that.
Right. That, yeah, the Dio picture disc. Yeah. Last year they put out a bunch of them, and then this year it's like, oh, we're going to limit it to 500. Yeah. Like, yeah. Really?
Big mistake.
Yeah.
But hey, what are you going to do?
Is that part of the mystique? This limit and the distribution of this. Records.
You're not a junkie, Julia. Obviously. Yes.
I am speaking as a interested and certainly interested. And thank you for that, Justin. Also, before we come back around the table, as a performer, your band Valhalla will be performing at Record Store Day. And as a musician, performer, recorder right here in Fort Wayne, how does it feel to get to be a part that way of Record Store Day?
Well, it's always a good time because you're playing around people that enjoy music and buying records. And when you're a musician that enjoys music and buys records, it's really nice to see people, especially like, because I'll be working at the Clinton store. And it's great when you actually like, you watch people stand in line. And then it's like you get to hold the product they desire. Some sort of like power. Mm-hmm.
As you say, it sounds like a power trip going on, Justin.
So my ego
gets
really
want
big.
This?
Yeah.
I was going to ask if it was perhaps like Christmas Day, and I suppose that's what Father Christmas or whatever the distribution point of the gifts are.
Even opening those, the boxes to see what you actually get, because we'll order so much and we'll only get so much.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, what did we get? What did we get? And you open up and you're like, you know, or you're like, oh my God, you know?
Yeah.
And one thing that's cool about Justin, he's been such a big supporter. He's, probably, I think the only employee we have that has actually worked and actually played in a band every Record Store Day since we started.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty amazing.
Yes, it is. So. And we'd like to remind listeners, well, of course, the inevitable fact, tomorrow is National Record Store Day, and this edition of Midday Matters is celebrating that fact and trying to distribute information as well as goodwill from Bob Rhodes and Justin Zick of Wooden Nickel Music. And then we also have Morrison Egan, our own Blacklight Radio, Morrison Egan, and also owner of Neat Records. Another question, who's the average participant? I know you mentioned perhaps everybody has to be an addict to a certain extent, but who's the average person going to be either coming through your door, if not perhaps standing in that line of 150 people waiting to get in the door?
It's all over the board. Yeah. You know, I mean, you get guys in there who are in their late 60s looking for the new Miles Davis reissues, which are really, really excellent. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, I have a bunch of high school kids who come in, you know, and then we each, I'm sure, have our regulars and then new people show up all the time. It's a pretty amazing thing to see those people come out of the woodwork and be able to get an opportunity to develop that relationship with them.
So it's an actual day for brand new, first time to the store?
All the time. All the time. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. I think one of the things that's kind of neat is that through the years when vinyl was king back in especially the 60s and 70s and 80s until CDs came around, you know, the age group, it was a younger age group that I remember that was buying. It wasn't so much the older people that were buying it. However, then there was that gap for about 15 years where hardly any vinyl was produced. And now the interesting thing is the people that were buying vinyl back then that want to come back and buy it today, now they're in their 60s.
Yeah, sure.
You know, but now we have this young generation that is getting kind of tired of MP3 downloads, and now they're starting to get into vinyl, which of course both Morris and I love, because that's fresh new customers for us too, which is fabulous.
Well, and I think the whole, you know, and I've talked about this before, you know, the whole vinyl resurgence is an absolute backlash against the MP3 industry. You know, the fact that, you know, that as much as I love Apple computers, you know, they've deigned that every single song is worth 99 cents. And I think we inherently know that that is not actually the case, you know? And, you know, that's why you can sell a 45 for $300. You know? but that's, you know, so there's you know, a tangibility to vinyl that you just don't get, even with a CD. You know, the art's bigger and you know, there's a scarcity there. Even if there's a million made, there's still only a million. Yeah. And many times it's a lot less than that. So,
There are a couple albums they don't need to reissue. They don't need to reissue
Thriller. The Gambler.
The Gambler, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Thriller, Michael Jackson. You know, there was 40 million of those made, so they probably don't have to worry about
that.
I just want to remind our listeners really quickly that we are still following updates on the Boston story, and there's nothing new to report yet, but we are following it, and should any new developments break in, we are going to be breaking format and handing it back over to NPR. But in the meantime, we are discussing Record Store Day, and we'd love to hear from you about what you like about it, anything you're excited about this time around. 260-452-1185, or you can post on our Facebook page, Midday Matters, or email us, middaymatters@nipr.fm. And along with it being Record Store Day tomorrow, it's also the start of our spring fun drive at WBOI. And if you make a contribution now at nipr.fm, you're automatically entered to win an Apple iPad. And you have until, I believe, Monday morning, which is the 22nd, to do that. No contributions necessary, and all the details are at nipr.fm. I wanted to ask you, Bob, I'll start with you this time. What are some of the biggest or the bigger challenges of this whole fiasco that is Record Store Day? What's the scariest part of it for you?
Well, for me, it really starts in January. That's when I start talking to bands. One thing was kind of amazing this year, believe it or not, I had 26 bands I wanted to play.
Wow.
And I had six I had to actually turn down.
Breaking
hearts. Yeah, yeah. Well, Justin's in, so he's... Yeah. Okay.
But I threatened his life. So
but yeah, we really start in January signing up bands. That's the first thing we do. One of the things that I've done the last couple of years, and this kind of segues into something else, but we actually had a different shirt design this year, two tie-dye shirts. And so I started showing samples to employees and customers, trying to get an idea what they wanted. And this was back in February, I believe, we started working on that. And with that, we decided last year to start doing a charity with our t-shirts. This year, we're doing the Community Harvest Food Bank. So any of the nine wood nickel shirts that exist, the two new tie-dyes, or the Rush shirt, which is the official Record Store Day shirt, we're giving $5 to Community Harvest Food Bank. So any folks that are interested in those, we'll do that. But so the t-shirts are early, the bands are early, and then, of course, we start getting the lists in of the product that's coming out. And we have to go down those early on, way before Record Store Day, to figure out
way before the list is actually official and final.
Right, wow. Right.
So most of the time, we're putting our orders in before that list is actually finalized.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So that's a huge part of it, too. Mm-hmm. And then for me, I start gathering things that we're going to give away. Like I mentioned before, that guitar, I've had the guitar sitting in my office now for 2.5 months, but I knew I was going to give that away on Record Store Day. So a lot of the free things we're giving away and stuff, a lot of that's arranged months in advance in many cases. So for me, it's really about a 3 to 4 month process getting ready for it tomorrow.
Wow. And Morrison, I see you shaking your head a lot as the comments about planning.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of amazing. I mean, it's just, you know, you have these relationships with all these distributors and then bringing on new ones as new titles come out, and then hearing for customers like, oh, are you going to get this? And you're thinking to yourself, yeah, I didn't think about that. But yeah, we'll have that in, you know. It's a huge endeavor to do that. And then, you know, it's a big roll of the dice. Mm-hmm. So, but it works out. So
we have a caller on the line, Campbell, who has a comment about Record Store Day. Welcome to Art Centric Midday Matters.
Hello.
Hi, Campbell.
Hi. I just wanted to comment on how exciting it is to hear this event gaining so much traction. I'm a big fan of records, CDs. Awesome. It means a lot to know that people care about fidelity. And that's pretty much all I want to say.
Great. Well, thanks for calling in and sharing that, and happy Record Store Day.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
See you tomorrow, man.
This is National Record Store Day, a pre-celebration, and you can't celebrate too much. Sarah and I tend to think here on Midday Matters Art-Centric, so for the occasion, we have invited the kings of local music record.
It's the gods.
We have Morrison Egan from Neat Records, and we have Bob Rhodes and his trusty sidekick Justin Zick from Team Wooden nickel. And that's great. But also, lest we ever forget, and we always welcome new to the fold, we have a brand new record store in Fort Wayne on North Wells Street.
Shooting Star, which is Bob Slider. He's from the Chicago area and then opened up his store last year.
Wanting to come back to the community and put something meaningful here.
Right,
for us.
He's originally from here and then had been out there for 15 years or so and then popped up in a little shop on Wall Street, and it's sweet, man. He's got some great jams in there.
Right next to the Guitar Exchange.
Yeah.
And is that new and used?
Yeah, he does new and used, and he's the big Psych and Prog head. I mean, has lots of really great old titles, you know. Very, very cool stuff.
Got some old school metal. It's
he
awesome.
Does have a bunch of great older great. Metal stuff.
Well, then that has to be put on the little, on the route, I would say, mm-hmm. for National Record Store Day.
Absolutely.
And the more
definitely
the merrier.
There,
and, Bob's a great guy, too. So.
In the meantime, I have a question for all of you. This is a serious question. Is there record rage on these days when people are there to hours early?
People trampled.
Okay, Julia, you stand outside the North Anthony store at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, and we'll see. We'll see what happens. Yeah. If there's going to be, it's going to be right there.
We've had really good luck in our stores where our customers have really behaved, and even though they totally get, they've got a list in their head, and they know what they're wanting, and nobody's going to get everything that they're into, you know, it's just impossible to do that. So, I put on our Facebook events, hey, you know, it's just records, you know, just records, you say?
We changed the way we did things at Anthony because we got such a deluge right when we opened that instead of just having all the product in just an end cap or a couple of bins, we actually last year, because there were so many titles and so many of each, we laid them on top of the bins, and we do they're in like an S form throughout the store. And this year with 300, it's basically going to be all the bins throughout the store will have in alphabetical order all the product. Right. And we figure that's a lot better way to accommodate a rush of 100 some people than just to have a little bin, because it's just people start crawling onto each other. We've had that happen, so we decided to change things up last year, and it worked really well, so we'll do that again tomorrow. Great.
This is Artcentric Midday Matters here on WBOI. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back in just a couple of moments. In the meantime, if you have a question or comment about this year's Record Store Day, give us a call at 260-452-1185, or you can email us middaymatters@nipr.fm. And a reminder that we are keeping an eye on the Boston story as developments become given to us. We don't have any new developments right now, but we may break to NPR at any moment to follow that story. This is Midday Matters on 89.1 FM WBOI.
Bradley Cooper is one of the stars of the new film The Place Beyond the Pines, and his movie Silver Linings Playbook is coming out on DVD. On the next Fresh Air, Bradley Cooper talks about his life, his movies, and the movies he grew up watching. Join us this afternoon at 1 here on WBOI.
Millions of years ago, giants roamed the Earth. I'm Ira Flatow. Join me on Science Friday for a look at Utah's paleontological treasures. We'll talk about the Utah Raptor, and it's not a sports team. Plus, what looking at the deserts of Utah can teach us about the planet Mars. All on Science Friday from NPR. Every Friday afternoon at 2 on Northeast Indiana Public Radio, WBOI.
Welcome back to Friday Artcentric Midday Matters on WBOI 89.1 FM. It's 12:40. And if you have a question or comment about Record Store Day, we'd love to hear from you. 260-452-1185 is the number to call. You can always post on our Midday Matters Facebook page or email us. It's middaymatters@nipr.fm. I'm wondering, you guys were talking a little bit about some of the really cool new releases that are going to be exclusive on Record Store Day. Any albums in particular that are going to have have really out of this world album art that you're totally excited for? Morrison, I'll look at, you'll go first.
Yeah, as far as album art, I mean, there's I did bring a few other pieces too. There's a ton of 45s this year, just a boatload.
Nice.
And I know they that Justin talked about some of the side-by-side releases they do. For the last several years, they've done what's called a side-by-side release, which means that on the A side, it has the original version. On the B side, it has a cover version of it.
Cool.
So this is one I am most excited about because I am a huge Misfits fan and have been for millennia. And this is Misfits Skulls with Lemonheads doing the sweetest acoustic version of that song you've ever heard in your life. It's that one I'm really excited about, and that's on a picture disc. So, and I'm not normally like Goo Goo Gaga about picture discs, but that one's I think pretty cool. A lot of the stuff that I've been really excited about have been a lot of the reissues that have come out, like the first Tame Impala EP. I think an original press of this just sold on eBay for $650.
Whoa.
Yeah. Crazy money. And we saw an awful lot of Lonerism in Interspeaker, and so this one was a one we were super, super excited about, and it's on lovely red vinyl. I was talking to Bob while we were out front earlier about the, if I could grab it, the Seeds double 7-inch.
Yeah, I love that. That's great.
We're a huge fan of the Seeds. I've played them on my show a bunch of times, and this one is a gatefold double 7-inch, so it has kind of a story of the Seeds in there, and it's the Bad Part of Town 45 from Sunday, so really a great one there. And then, you know, the Trouble in Mind 4-way splits, we've always done really well with those, which has Jaco Gardner on it and M. Moss, which both those bands we've just sold tons of in our store. So, more side-by-sides of Stooges, Black Keys, No Fun, which is an AB pressing. The AB means that you take a color of vinyl on one side of the puck, another color, and then you squish them together.
Oh, very cool.
And it makes some of my favorite records are AB presses. So, and then, of course, the Doors Soul Kitchen with X doing a cover of that on the backside. So lots of great stuff there. Some of the other ones that I know I'm personally really excited about is the Husker Du Amusement 7-inch. This was the first 45 from them, and I'm a big Bob Mould fan, and I think Husker Du is probably one of the most important bands of the 80s. Ty Segall, who's just been absolutely blowing up lately, he has a new record out on Drag City, and this is the second one that he's done called Tyrex 2, which Ty Segall covers T-Rex songs. And then Snapcase Steps, kind of a hardcore classic, which we will do super well with. The At the Drive-In Relationship Command reissue. This is another one of those, kind of like Elephant. You know, when original copy of this walks in the store, it's a $100 record all the time.
That one will not last long.
No,
tomorrow.
Will not.
It's, if you want that one, you better be in line.
It's beautiful artwork as well.
They were really faithful to the original press of that. And this one includes a bunch of additional bonus tracks that weren't on the original album. And it's pretty exciting. So,
if we're talking about National Record Store Day here on Midday Matters, and we have a chance to ask the experts from Wooden Nickel Music and Neat Records, and I have a question. Let's talk about the practicality and the superiority of 45s. Why are 45s popular for from that standpoint right now?
45 junkies are, I think, different than LP junkies. Okay. They're because a lot of the times there's B-sides on those 45s that are not album tracks, and so you can't get them any other way. And the people who are 45 collectors, like, that's pretty much all they do. They are strictly 45 collectors. Like, they'll have some LPs and stuff like that, but they chase after those rare, rare 45s. I do record shows all the time, and I table record shows, and I go to record shows around the Midwest to buy. And one thing that struck my head from one of the other vendors was there, it's like, there's an awful lot more $1,000 45s that are out there than there are LPs. You know, like, just, and there's tons of them, Northern Soul and Funk and just these really rare small labels that put out, you know, 500 records, then went defunct. Just amazing stuff.
Your thoughts, Bob?
Well, before, just to expound on what Morrison said, I know growing up, there was a lot of small labels out there, and they would give an artist a try with one song on 145.
Yeah.
If it didn't fly, that's all that ever came out. Mm-hmm. And now today there's people going back and saying, you know, I remember hearing that song on the radio, or I heard about this band and they can't find the singles anymore. And it's not on iTunes. A lot of those aren't on iTunes. Oh, yeah. You can't find them anywhere. And that's why I think the price has gone up on those so much, is because especially the 50s and early 60s, I think, is probably where a lot of them come from. Yep. And then because albums eventually became, you know, the main medium, but 45s for a while there, that was the way most music was put out. So. Mm-hmm.
We have a couple of folks waiting to ask some questions on the line. Todd, welcome to Artcentric Midday Matters.
Well, hi there, everybody.
Hey Todd.
Hey, this is kind of a question for Bob. Bob, I plan on coming out 8 o'clock, or actually well before 8 o'clock.
I would suggest that.
Get a tent. You got a tent ready.
You know, I'm kind of looking forward to it. Reminds me of the days of trying to camp out for tickets to our favorite concert.
Oh, today. Yeah. Yep, been through that a few times.
Some good times. But, one of my questions, though, was I stopped in the other day to kind of scout out my maneuvers and plot my plans for, you know, obtaining as most records off of my list that'll be available tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
And I guess my question is, as a consumer, how will we know if you were able to get some of the records that you were trying to get? Because as I understand, they're going to be kind of on top of the other records or something like that. So how will we know where they're located, or whether or not you even were able to get them?
Do you mean on display when you come into the store? Is that what you're saying? Everything will be alphabetized. So if you're the first person in line, presumably, if you did that, you can walk in. Everything will be in alphabetical order. You can just run right to it, and you'll go right down the alphabet and pull whatever you want at that time. What we're doing with three stores is the items that we have that the individual managers ordered, is we're splitting them up based on the fact that some of them wanted a lot of metal, some of them might have wanted a lot of jazz, et cetera, et cetera. So each store will have its own unique inventory. So there will be some items at different stores that you won't find at others. Basically, part of it is because in many cases, we're only getting one copy of certain items. So, but I will say, from a practical standpoint, the best way that I see at Wood Nickel anyway, to get what you really want would be to be walking in that door at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning at Anthony.
Amen.
After that, it's going to be tough to determine what we're going to have, but.
Thanks for your call, Todd. And we have Rob on line two. Rob, welcome to Midday Matters.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, Rob.
Hey, Rob. We couldn't do this show without Rob McDonald.
There you go.
Well, I just wanted to call in and say I'm not going to be with you guys tomorrow. I'm currently driving to Chicago.
Oh,
my mother is recovering from surgery. Everything's cool there. So
okay, good. That's good.
But I just wanted to call and say thanks for keeping the flame alive with vinyl in Fort Wayne. And I also had a quick question. Don't we have a record store day in October?
We do have Black Friday.
That's in November.
That would be in November.
That's a mini.
Yeah, it's kind of it's a slightly different event, but still it's along the same lines. There's exclusives for that day, you know, it's not quite the bash that that the April one is, but there's still lots of really, really great tunes out there, and it's just as stressful.
Yeah. Actually, from my standpoint, Rob, I prefer just having one holiday a year that's Record Store Day, because I feel like the more that we do outside of that, we start to dilute what tomorrow means to us.
Sure.
Right. And I don't want this to be 3, 4, 6, 8 events a year, because it to me, it won't mean as much. And I think from the customer standpoint, it won't, unless it's just a lot of really good releases that come out. But
okay.
I like the fact that we have one big one. So.
Well, Bob and Morrison, you get some rest, guys. You're going to have a busy weekend. Julia, you get rest, too. We got a fun drive coming up. And everyone have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks,
Stay
Rob.
Good. Stay good, Rob.
We can tell Rob off air, you stay dry there as you're heading through the Chicago area.
Yeah.
And this is Midday Matters. We are very happy to be celebrating National Record Store Day, which is tomorrow. And folks, if you have a question for Morrison Egan of Neat, Neat, Neat Records, or Bob Rhodes, or Justin Zick from Wooden Nickel Records, we invite you to give us a call at 260-452-1175 and make that question known, or leave us a post on the Facebook page, or email us at middaymatters@nipr.fm. In the meantime, I have a question for actually Bob and Morrison. The first year, it was almost a joke because there was a vinyl or two.
Right.
Suddenly now it's all vinyl.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Recently also, there is a movement back to cassette tape. Is that what's the future of that?
Yeah, there is kind of a cassette culture that's always been out there, and there's a few labels that are out there that are cassette only labels. Actually, we have one in town here called Sacred Phrases. They do Adam Meyer. He does kind of like an ambient electronic thing. There's Burger Records out in California. Thurston Moore runs a tape only label. Thurston Moore from Sonic Youth. There's several out there. I know Joyful Noise has put out some cassette box sets of Dinosaur Jr. and a few other things like that. And there's been, quite a few of those. As far as, I don't think anybody's going to talk about the fidelity of a cassette. It's always been my standpoint that CDs were not ever meant to replace vinyl. They were meant to replace cassettes. Mm-hmm. And I think they did a handy job of doing that. Mm-hmm. It chewed into vinyl business and stuff like that too, but it was meant to be a portable format. And, but there's still lots of, folks out there that do that. In fact, I helped put out, with Anthony from Chainsmoking Records. We did the, Heaven's Gateway Drugs cassette, their first release and which was really successful and is now totally sold out. And, it's a nice way for a small label to do really limited stuff, because it's hard to make 100 records. I mean, you can't really do it. You got to make 300 or 500, but you can easily make 100 tapes. Mm. And even though there's only one plant in the country right now that does it, NAC out in Missouri, and which are really great people to work with. But there's definitely a cassette culture that's out there, and we sell some new cassettes and some used cassettes, and when bands come in and they've got merch and it's tapes, I buy them and eventually move them. So yeah.
And it's so, Bob, similar then story with you probably at Wooden Nickel, and you'd be ready for tapes as they come to you?
The thing about tapes, we never really gave up on cassettes. Our store in Anthony, we have an entire wall from the front to the back of the store. If you walk in there, we have thousands of cassettes. And Tim goes back to 1971 when he worked at Ruby's Red Hot Records and then Karma Records. He's worked for me for 29 years. But he's never given up on cassettes. He's probably the only guy in town that ever did.
Right.
So good for him.
So we still have customers that come in, and that's all they buy from us are cassettes. But they're mostly older folks that have, they might still have it in their car, a cassette player in their car or whatever. That's the way I think it is. But we still sell, the average cassette we sell, there's like probably $1.99 to $2.99. Right. So they're very inexpensive. Yeah, right. But yeah, we still buy and sell cassettes all the time.
Yep. We have a caller on the line that I want to make sure we get to before the end of the show, because we only have about 5 minutes left in the program today. Mac, welcome to Midday Matters.
Hey, Mac.
Thank you. I have a question. I have some old 78s that date back to the 1920s, some of them even World War I songs. Do these have any value, and who would I talk with concerning them?
Well, I look at everything that comes in my store, and so if you have some 78s, I'd be glad to take a look at them for you. There are some 78s I buy, but I'm really, 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 really picky about them. So, if you have anything on Blue Note or Prestige, Chess, stuff like that, Vocalion, I'd take all of your Vocalion 78s if you had them. it just depends on what it is. There's a lot of the RCA and Victor ones that are out there and things like that, that because there are just so many of them out there, they don't really have a whole lot of value. Although I will say I am personally an Edison record collector. So if you ever run into Edison records, I would be glad to take those off your hands. So,
and that was Morrison from Neat Records.
Hi.
So you know where to take your goodies. And speaking of goodies, folks have these old and new and retro and vintage. Where do they find the equipment to play them?
Well, I know Bob and I both sell equipment. I actually have a room that's dedicated to hi-fi. That was something that when I started the store that was really important to me, as far as because I have a background in pro audio. So we sell Music Hall and Project tables. We sell some Denon and Marantz, some of the higher end pieces. We have some Creek products in stock as well. So, it gets into I don't get into the excruciatingly high end with our tables. I think the most expensive table we've got in stock is probably $1,100. So, and it's not cheap, but, you know, good tattoos ain't cheap and cheap tattoos ain't good. Okay. So,
Thank you for that.
I'll remember that one.
Yeah.
Bob's getting his tattoo day tomorrow.
And on the hardware tip, and I know Bob and I are both giving away tables, our best selling table has been the Music Hall USB 1. It's a really fantastic table with a great cartridge that happens to have a USB output on it. We've sold tons of them, and I don't think most people use it for the USB output, but we're actually going to be giving one of those away, or a $200 gift certificate, that person's choice, because if they already have one that they purchased, then they might not want that, as well as a lot of other stuff. And I know Bob's got some great goodies that he's giving away too.
Yeah, I mentioned the All That Remains signed guitar and skateboard. We have my favorite actual vinyl release this last year was the Beatles box set. I've been waiting and waiting forever for that. Yeah. 180 gram remastered. It's fabulous. We're giving one of those away. We're also giving Audio Technica USB turntable, and we got like a Led Zeppelin 4-disc box set, a Jimi Hendrix Experience 4-CD box set, and a $200 gift Wood Nickel gift certificate too.
Great.
So. Lots of good stuff.
It is Christmas.
And I will say that you can register once at any of the stores. There's no purchase necessary. So come on out tomorrow.
There you go.
And folks can register for...
Actually, anybody who purchases something at our store will put their name on the receipt and then print them all out at the end of the night, put them in a hat, and pull one. So we're also going to have a bunch of gift cards hidden in records throughout the store. Ooh. So from $5 to $25. So yeah, we've done that for the last couple of years, and people get pleasantly surprised. They'll come back in 2 months later. We're like, I found this in one of my records. Does this work? So, but yeah, you could use it that day or hold on to it for whenever. And we try to keep it a fun event.
Well, it sounds like there's so much good celebration happening tomorrow. We're going to, as we are running out of time, we're going to make sure that you guys each have a chance to tell us the basics, starting with you, Bob. Why should folks visit you and wish you a happy Record Store Day?
Well, I would say come on out, get some free Old Crown coffee, get some of my wife's cookies. Everybody loves those.
Cookies.
That's probably the biggest draw, actually.
Cookies.
But we have Mike's Donuts is bringing out 12 dozen free donuts tomorrow morning, so all the food and drinks free. And you can see 20 bands if you start out early in the day. We keep it kind of quiet with acoustic in the morning. And then we get a little more adventurous with more of the Indian and... those type of bands in the afternoon, and then we rock out in the evening. So, you know, have fun. Just come in and have fun and talk records.
And we have all of this information on our Meet the Music Facebook page. Morrison, what are folks going to find at your store?
We're going to open up right at 8 a.m., and Bravis is going to be there. We have a very close relationship with the good folks at Bravis. They're going to have a French toast dog with a French toasted bun, bacon, maple syrup, and powdered sugar. That's going to be pretty amazing. Again, we have Fresh Ben there. We're going to be spinning Record Store Day titles all day long. We've talked about our giveaways and stuff like that. And we've got a really, really great batch of stuff. A lot of titles that I didn't expect to see in this year that we're totally stoked about having. So lots of great box sets and including the Liquid Swords box set and things like that. So lots of good stuff.
Thanks to all of you guys for coming in today and being a part of our show. This episode of Midday Matters will be podcasted by the end of the day at NIPR.FM. This is Northeast Indiana Public Radio, broadcasting from the Madge Rothschild Studios at 89.1 HD Channel 1 and streaming online at NIPR.FM. This is WBOI Fort Wayne and WBKE North Manchester, a service of Manchester University. And support for WBOI is provided by Crestwoods Gallery, offering custom framing and digital printing, with an expanded gallery.